This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
So welcome back to the show. It's Marty here with you. And I reckon the next interview might hit home for a lot of people who are listening right now. We've got Michael Burton joining us. He's in his 20s. And like many of us, well, unlike me, Michael, I'm actually in my 30s, but I was in my 20s. Michael has spoken about online and about how he's still figuring it out. He doesn't have a clear-cut career path, and he's okay with that. Instead of stressing about locking into like a lifelong plan, Michael is exploring different paths. We have him on the show right now. Michael, how are you?
Hiya, how are you?
Are you good?
Thanks for having me on. Yeah, very good.
Thanks so much for speaking to us. Your TikTok, first of all, I think I ticked like three or four of those job descriptions that you put out on the TikTok as well. From when I was 16 years of age, right up until 29, because we're speaking about it as if we're in our 20s here. So for those of the listeners who are listening right now who have no idea what we're talking about, tell us a little bit about that TikTok and that message that you put out into the world.
I just was talking about how over the last, since I left university with a degree in marketing, how I've worked in recruitment, I've worked in quantity surveying, construction, I've worked as a delivery driver, I've worked as a greenskeeper, I've tried so many different things. I've worked as a barista. So I think that sometimes it's just as good to know what you don't want to do as knowing what you do want to do. And if you can then position yourself in a position where you are doing more of the stuff that kind of fills your cup or lights you up, you kind of have a good idea from kind of trying different jobs and different careers, what works best for you. And for me, sitting behind the desk, whether that was in the realm of kind of sales or in the quantity surveying, it just didn't really suit me, and I actually much preferred like the greenskeeping or even the delivery driving or working as a barista. Like all those things that had social interaction really were the things that lit me up a lot more, and so I'm kind of trying to position myself into doing a bit more of that sort of stuff.
Yeah, and like funny you mentioned the word, the job title there, barista. That was one of the jobs that I had before as well. And I actually loved it. Like I really, really did. Yeah. I loved the kind of buzz out of, you know, trying to remember the customer's order, or if I did remember it and they decided they wanted something different the next day and we just had a bit of a laugh about it. The free coffee was always a plus as well. You know what I mean? And again, when it comes to delivery work, but from Chinese to pizza, I did the same thing.
Yeah, I think just as a society with social media and stuff like that, we've replaced human connection with like its B-tech cousin, which is like social media. And it's, I personally, even though I've taken massive breaks away from social media at stages, and I kind of have this love-hate relationship with it. But the thing that I enjoy the most for sure is definitely just actually meeting people and talking to them.
And I completely agree with you on that one. And when it comes to like even I think younger people as well, when it comes to kind of trying to figure out what they want to do, I find that even just from overhearing conversations in the gym that I'm in, Michael, that there's this almost kind of like idea of wanting to get rich quick. You know, I hear about, I hear a lot of teenagers in my gym, you know, late teens, early 20s, that they're harping on about crypto, what stocks they can invest in with their part-time job. They're trying to retire by 30. And I feel sorry for them in a way, because I feel like this has been kind of fed to them online. And then you've got your someone like yourself who actually posts something online that is way more realistic. And I feel like that's what we need more of, you know, online.
Yeah,
and one thing you did mention in your TikTok was, you know, this kind of like, we can call it, I guess, you know, like this kind of evil thing that kind of creeps into all of our lives when it comes to comparison. And you see maybe someone that you went to school with, someone you went to college with, who's the same age as you. And you might think that they're on a bigger salary and you automatically start comparing it to your own, which we all do it, but it's definitely not the right thing to do because everyone's on their different journey, right?
Yeah, for sure. I definitely have found that myself, like so many of my good friends are buying houses and they're getting married and they're like moving into that stage of life. And I've just taken every cent that I have and put it into a new business. And like, they're so wildly different, but I think, as you said, everyone's kind of on their own paths, trying to do their own thing. So
yeah, I think though, like that's your choice and that could be their choice. And there's no right answer here. I feel like sometimes there's an element of kind of, you know, box ticking. And I think one of the boxes that people try to tick right away is securing the dream job in their 20s. I'm coming from the point of view of being a DJ, you know, and most of the DJs that I look up to are actually in their 50s, you know?
Yeah.
They're all mid 50s. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They've been working their whole life to get where they are. So, like, Michael, do you feel like there's a bit of a pressure on young people to find that dream job right away?
Yeah, I think so. I definitely, when I left college and I left college in May and moved to London 3 weeks later. And I was like, I got this job in recruitment and I hated it. So then I went and got this job in sales. I was like, oh, this is the best thing ever. And then COVID happened and I was like, it was like this mid-20s crisis where I was like, what am I doing with my life?
Yeah.
Everyone else is just progressing. I'm going backwards, like all of this sort of stuff. I ended up actually kind of taking a year out to just focus on other things. And that's when I worked as a greenkeeper and that's when I worked as a delivery driver. And I just did a load of like sport and exercise and got into triathlon. And that was honestly one of the best years of my 20s for sure.
I was just going to ask you that. Yeah. Tell us a bit more about that year, because I feel like with this hustle culture that we're being fed online these days, people probably don't think that they have a year to, you know, to kind of take out. They're kind of thinking, oh, well, if I take a year off, I'm going to fall behind the nearest person who's probably gunning for it as much as I am. And then we've got someone like you telling us it was the best decision ever.
Yeah, it was. I took a year out essentially to do a charity challenge where I was like raising money for mental health and cancer research. So I just took these two jobs that allowed me to work in the morning, train in the middle of the day when it wasn't dark or dingy during kind of those months. And then did my other kind of stuff in the evenings. And it was class. Like, it was so good. It was honestly unreal.
And do you mind me asking how old you are right now, Michael?
I'm 29. I turn 30 next Monday.
Oh, well, my birthday was on Saturday, man. Welcome to the 30s.
Happy birthday. Thanks, man. Thanks.
I promise it's fun.
Thanks.
Okay, you've nothing to worry about. Yeah. I can assure you that. Well, so I wouldn't be too much older than you. And I don't know about you, but I look kind of, you know, at what I've learned during my 20s. And I kind of sometimes wish that a lot of the stuff that I needed to figure out, that I was learning things in school that maybe could have been pushed aside for actually growing up and living your life. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Do you have the same thoughts on that? Or what's your opinion on, like, when it comes to the likes of maybe school and college? Do you feel like there could be a bit more room, you know, to teach students about how to essentially grow up?
Yeah, I definitely would have the same thought. Like, I like to use the term neurospicy, so like dyslexic, dyspraxic. I'm about to get an ADHD assessment, mm-hmm. and like school just wasn't really for me at all. Like, it's not that I'm not bright. It's not that I didn't try, and I certainly tried in college and did pretty well, but I don't think learning some of the subjects that we learn in school are really relevant to growing up, and we're not doing enough to educate kids around the stuff that's actually important, in my opinion. But
I
that's just my opinion.
I look back to like some of the subjects I did and some of the things now that are sound like, I have a degree in business, French and Spanish, and like when I was in secondary school, my strong points were business and French. So my guidance counselor automatically was like, oh, you should be doing business and French then in college. But I was like, no, I actually really want to work in radio. And she kind of laughed at me. She was kind of like, oh, well, there's not many jobs in that, but play to your strengths, you know. And I started doing the kind of radio thing on the side. And now, funny enough, I look back at college and I wouldn't say it was a waste of time. Like, I got the degree and all that, but I'm still yet to use it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, apart from in the business that I've just set up, I'm yet to use my marketing degree.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? I think even college is, there's opportunities in college to actually give, you know, young adults work experience rather than sitting in a lecture room for 4 years.
Uh-huh.
Like, why is there not a semester a year where college students are actually going out and trying different jobs in the sphere that they want to work in? Because then they'll have a good idea if that's something that they want to do. But sitting in a lecture, learning or rote learning stuff off instead of actually going and doing the job, I think it's kind of nearly backwards. I think in the UK anyway, they've got a lot of apprenticeships for every sort of role that you can do. Any person that I met that did an apprenticeship in, let's say, quantity surveying, they were 10 times the quantity surveyor than the lad that went to college.
Yes,
because they actually had
the experience
of doing it, and they knew whether they wanted to do it or not. Like, these guys were lit up by being a quantity surveyor because they loved it.
Yeah.
Like, and but they also were able to figure that out at 17, 18, when they left school and went into the apprenticeship to do it.
Yeah. I think as well, I need to like just put this message there for my sake. I did once give a talk to transition year students like a good while ago, a couple of years ago, and they were asking about how I got into radio and stuff and if I needed a degree for it. And for what I do in radio, the answer was no. And I got a couple of filthy looks from the teachers because they were almost like saying you're essentially trying to tell our students not to go to college. And that's what I'm trying to put across here. It's not that at all. I feel like there is a place, you know, absolutely, when it comes to like, you know, studying. Like, I mean, at the end of the day, like if God forbid I ever had a heart attack one day and I go to the hospital, the doctor's going to be there well educated after spending probably a decade in college, and I'll be so grateful they did that. But I think the message that we're trying to get across is that like there are other routes, you know, to doing what you want to do.
For sure.
Yeah. And like you there being so open about, you know, your ADHD and stuff and what's going on there. And I do feel like there's a lot of people out there as well that could have that going on. And they just don't know about it. And they're probably wondering why they're struggling, you know?
Yeah.
Michael, out of curiosity, okay, if I was to ask you what you thought one of the biggest myths were, you know, about living in your 20s, would anything spring to mind?
I think that by the time you hit 30, that you're going to have it all figured out.
Yes.
I definitely, at 16, 17, was like looking at 30-year-olds going, oh, by the time I'm 30, I'm going to have it all figured out.
They seem so old back then, don't they?
So far from it, like so far from it.
And but that's okay.
It's totally fine. You know, I think you grow up and you realize that the world is the world, and you've got so much to learn. Like I was definitely one of those teenagers that thought I knew it all, and turns out that my mom has been correct about every wrong decision that I've made. I just decided not to listen to her.
If she's listening to this right now, that'll be taken note of when it comes to the Christmas dinner in December. She'll be like, hey. So I was right all those times, Michael, huh?
I've had to tell her, to be honest. I had to complain a couple of years ago, and I was like, every mistake that you said I was going to make, I made. So she pre-warned me, I just wasn't listening.
You just weren't listening. No, pal, like, trust me, I'm there too. Although I will say, you know, I did convince my mom in the end that being a DJ was actually all right. So she actually had to bite the bullet admitting that one. But that's the only time she ever had to do it. The million other times I was unfortunately telling her that she was right. Michael, before we let you go, if there is somebody listening right now who are in their 20s, especially their early 20s, when it's really hard, you're really trying to figure it out then, and they're feeling a little bit lost, you know, what would you say to them, Michael?
I think you should probably go into any opportunity that arises its head for yourself and try it, and just see, you've got in your 20s, you've actually got nothing to lose.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have no idea what might be the outcome of you taking a risk of moving to a different job or trying a different career or going traveling for a while. Like, you have no idea what you might see when you go traveling, mm-hmm. or if you move country, and that's something that might just fill your cup and light you up so much. So I would go for it.
This is iRadio's Group Chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.